Hello?
Hi, yes, hello, Karen. This is David. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
That's
Let
good.
me step up. Let me step away from the background.
Sure, take your time.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so I hope I haven't disturbed you.
No, honestly, we had a family crisis. So a lot of stuff was occurring in my household.
Your
My
partner.
younger son,
Please go ahead.
No, my son had an episode, so he was in suicide watch since Friday. He just went back to school today. ACS got involved and everything, and we're trying to recuperate right now. That's the reason I couldn't speak to you yesterday.
All right, no worries. If
Yes.
it's okay right now, or we can schedule it later, if you.
It's okay right now.
All right, done. Perfect. So let's just continue. So have you read the report from the writing team at the end of the chapter 7?
Yes, it sounds very good, and I agree 100% what they suggested. So I guess we're picking up for what you asked me now.
Yeah, it seems according to the outline you sent for Chapter 9, you will proceed to discuss the further surgical procedures you underwent in 2019.
Yes.
So, Karen, please continue.
Okay, we continuing which surgery now?
The surgeries you underwent in 2019, the uterus, fallopian tubes, and the cervix removal.
Yes. Okay, so for the 2019. Hold on. Let me look at my notes.
Sure.
Okay, so in 2019, well, January 28, 2019, I had it's like how can you call it? It's like a, I don't know if you're familiar with Esure. It's like a birth control. So it looks like it was making my period come down for at least 4 to 5 months straight. No explanation, no nothing. And I was getting it for, like I said, 4 or 5 months. The doctor was trying to see what was going on and everything, and we found out that I became anemic. So when they try excuse me. When they tried to see what was the reason, they did further exams and x-rays and all that stuff. They found out that they needed to take out my fallopian tube, my uterus, and my cervix. Because it looks like with the Esure, it was pressing down for my period to come down heavy, 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 without no explanation. So for me not to get my period like that, they had to take out the eShort device, including what I just told you, that they had to include everything that they took out was included also the eShort. So ever since that, now I, the doctor asked me, the pros and the cons of the surgery before that. And I agreed, let's do the surgery ASAP because I was getting my period for 4 months, 5 months straight, nonstop. And they told me, Karen, if we take all of this out, there's no way you could have no more kids. So I said, no problem, because I already have four kids of my own. So I don't need no more kids. So I didn't mind. During the process, everything went good, thank God, when I went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, Karen, it's good to go. Everything that we did for you with the surgery 2019, it was a successful surgery. So now I don't get my period whatsoever now because of everything that they took out. So that's the reason I had the surgery for 2019.
And how long did the surgery take? And how long was the period?
Okay, so the surgery was the same night. And the same night I went home and I needed to be in bed rest like about 2 to 3 months because of the organs that they took out of me.
All right, and does it affect your health, or do you face any other problems?
Well, I just have to make sure I don't do no heavy lifting, no straining whatsoever. And I just have to be careful what I do, But otherwise, my health diet is the same thing. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything has to be still low sodium diet. So, yeah, everything else from there. I listened to what the doctor told me, and one day at a time.
That's perfect.
Yes.
So anything else you want to include in this chapter? Any other interesting thing or anything that you think that is necessary?
Well, I had the last surgery I had. Hold on. Let me check my notes, okay? Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, so my last surgery was September 28, 2022. That's another surgery. So I don't know if we should discuss that now or some other time.
Karen, just give me 1 minute, please, okay?
No problem.
Ah, you there? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah,
Yes.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, please continue.
So my last surgery was September 28, 2022. So I was asking you if we should discuss that now or the next session.
Yeah, sure, we can discuss it right now.
Okay.
Because I'm not seeing any other chapter in which you can discuss about that. So if right now
I
we're
guess we're
talking
gonna
about
include.
surgeries. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, when I came back from vacation, because I went on vacation in July 1st, 2022 to September 1st, 2022, and during my vacation, I was having a lot of irritable bowel syndrome. I was more in the bathroom than having a good time on my vacation. So I hardly enjoyed my vacation. So when I came back in September, I told my doctor what was occurring. And he said, "Karen, that is not normal. Let's see what's going on." When we did further investigation, my GYN doctor suggested, "Karen, let me see what we're going to do because something is not going wrong. Something is going wrong with you right now." So I needed ligaments repaired in me, vaginal and through rectum. So it needed to be repaired ASAP. So this is the process I went through from the beginning of September. And he was making sure that I understood what they were going to do. And if there was any type of repairments inside, he was going to make sure that he repaired everything else that was not included of what he thought it was. And I said, "Okay, no problem." So we made the schedule for September 28th. And that was the surgery that took place September 28th. So now I'm just feeling better, thank God. I don't have the bowel syndrome episodes like I did before. And now I'm just one day at a time. I just have to continue watching what I eat. No, anything that has to do with tomato sauce, tomatoes, you know, any acid foods, I have to keep away more than ever now. And I said, "Okay, no problem." When I went back to see him, he told me, "Karen, the surgery was a success. Keep up doing what you're doing, and you should be okay from now on."
That's great. So far you're not having any problem, right?
Well, at the moment, now I'm having this dry cough that is constantly. And December 20 of this month, next week, I have to see my lung doctor. This is the first time I'm going to see a lung specialist and see why is it that I have this continuing constantly cough that it doesn't want to go away. So I'm hoping for the best, you know. I'm hoping that it's nothing serious. Hello?
Yeah, I'm saying may God bless you, Karen. I hope it's going to be all
Oh,
right.
thank you. I'm hoping for the best. Yes, I really am because I'm so tired of surgeries already.
I can understand.
But I'm just hoping, you know, for the best, and let's see what the doctor tells me because it's a continuing dry cough that I get. I did all the tests that they told me to do, and now the last resort is to see, they want to see how clear my lungs is, and I guess that's why I have to see the lung doctors, December 20.
All right.
But otherwise, with everything else, health-wise, I'm doing good with everything else that I know so far.
That's perfect.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's going to be, I guess, enough for the chapter 9. And
Okay.
I'm sorry we skipped the chapter 8. So the writers have written here that instead of the recovery part in chapter 8, we can give a brief overview of your life during the period of 2016 to 2019. Life before you underwent the other surgeries, if you are okay with the suggestion.
Yes.
All right, so please tell me what happened between 2016 to 2019, before the uterus removal and all these surgeries?
Between 2016 to 2019, let me see my notes. Hold on.
Sure.
I was going through my notes, and so far it's been just working through temp assignments and coping with my younger kids. And that's everything you could say.
All right, do you have any brief details that we can include in the chapter?
Well, not really. It's like, it's been on and off of a little bit of everything. So it's like, I don't have not that much stuff to discuss from 2016 to 2019. Only what I just mentioned. That's about it.
All right then. That's going to be included in chapter 8 or 9. I will discuss with the writing team.
No problem.
We'll go ahead for the next chapter. Is there anything else you want to include regarding the surgeries or anything?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right, then. I guess that's it for today's session.
Okay.
All right, Karen. It was really nice talking to you. I hope you
likewise. Thank you for everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.